Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just to really build on what Lukasz and Madam Chair have said, we have done in the Secretariat a lot of the work, as you will see from the document, to identify where we believe there are areas where the agreement needs to be updated, needs to be corrected, needs to be changed, etc. But we cannot make these changes ourselves. It really has to be the contracting parties that propose the change. This is specifically written within the agreement. So while we are very happy to have done the analysis and all on the majority of the work, because I'm sure we're not perfect, sometimes things get missed, to have done the majority of the work to identify these changes, we cannot then, for example, notify to the UN in New York that these things need to be changed. No, we're only the Secretariat, we cannot do that. It has to absolutely come from one or more, it doesn't have to be only one, but one or more contracting party to the agreement to do so. So apologies for repeating that, but I think it's very important that that is clear for everybody. And if I may, one final thing on the consolidation. The consolidation is a very important tool. You're absolutely right, Madam Chair. And it is something that we do need to keep updated as much as possible to make sure, as you said, that people are not using the wrong document. There is a small but on that, if I may. And it is just that legally, of course, the legal version of the agreement is the original one plus all the individual amendments. So the consolidation is done for the benefit of working party members, contracting parties, etc. But the legal value, let's say, of the document is the original plus all the individual amendments. So I don't want to create complications, but I thought it was important just to say that. Thank you very much.